Good evening, everyone. This is the, what is it today, the 6th? 6th day of August, 2025. This is your Freedom Club USA greeter call. We welcome all of you. And we are pleased to have, again, our very special creator with us to provide you healing. And your part in that, it would be simply be open in your heart space, grounded, as we just went through that exercise, and accept Creator's light and love. You may want to focus on a healed body, what that would be like to be healed in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And be connected with Creator over the lifetime. In fact, for 13,000 years, we lost our connection with Creator. It was only 8 years ago that I was able to reconnect us, at least myself, with Creator for the first time in all that time period. What we've been, or who we've been, worshiping to, we call God here in this country, and other parts of the world have different names for their creator, but that's a fake one. It has been a fake one all these years, generations and generations, all the way back 13,000 years. They substituted for a creator who they were able to block his presence with a fake, actually a dark energy. So all those prayers you've done in your life and the chats you've had with God or by whatever name you've used were all for naught, sad to say. The intention was there by yourself, and that has merit. Recently, well, maybe it's a couple of years now, that God was displaced with a being of light, such that when you're praying to him, it still isn't creator, but at least it's a being of light that accepts and honors your requests. Again, no power to fulfill them, but that's the direction we're going in an everyday effort here. Lois and I have been at this for 8 years and have done somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 plus sessions. Well, at least I've done that many, and a number of those with Lois. What were those sessions about? Well, removing darkness. Well, darkness had not ever been known in those 13,000 years. Many have come incarnated who were not in the initial infusement of this particular paradigm that the dark had taken over and manipulated everything and everyone for their desires of pain, suffering, struggle, challenges of every sort. And many came forward, like Socrates in the early days as a philosopher, and giving us some ways to deal better with life. Others came in with technology like Tesla and bringing us electricity and many other inventions, remote controls and such, making our lives better. All the various inventors over time have been here to improve our lives so we can have a more livable experience, but still we see wars destroying lives, destroying cities, homes. We see divorce at a very high percent. We see conflicts everywhere. We see government stealing from us, lying to us. We see the banks creating a phony financial system of which they profit heavily, and we became slaves to them all our lives. We see a drug industry that pumps poisons into our body is medicine rather than nutritional vitamins, minerals, herbs, and such. We see GMOs, fake food of all sorts in agriculture. We see Roundup that had been finally banned, but I believe another version of that has come forth. Very poisonous. Very dangerous. In fact, it is a close cousin to what was sprayed in Vietnam to defoliate areas to the so they could see the enemy more readily. But those who were sprayed were also poisoned. So we have a lot of ways of harming, when we don't, the dark has a whole lot of ways of harming people. Through what we've been taught in our schools, much of it is nonsense, but when you get into major media, wow, now you get the vast majority of it is nonsense, skewed for propaganda purposes, and this is true all over the planet. So we've grown up in an age of lies, deception, untruths, and then we turn to our religions. We say, well, they'll get it right. And religions are simply an attempt to explain the unexplainable. If God is a loving God, as we call God during that time, but if Creator was a loving Creator, why would He allow all this darkness and pain and suffering and struggle right from birth? Very painful process for a mother. Then you come into life not with love, but with pain. So your beginnings were already in distress. Because what you feel, or what your mom feels, rather, you felt as the delivery was occurring. So you were induced into the world of pain very early. And then in more modern times, you were jabbed many times with poisons called vaccinations, totally unnecessary and evil, doing harm. Your immune system hasn't really formed until you're about 2 years old. And that's why your mother's milk is your immune system. So if your mom breastfed you, you're blessed. And you developed a strong immune system. If you were a bottle baby, bottle formulas and other ways to substitute for that, then you had a weak immune system and were prone to all kinds of ailments. And a lot of cultures have discouraged women from breastfeeding, and others have encouraged it. But what's in the mother? What has she been consuming that may be passed on to the baby? Sometimes there's a problem there as well. If she's been taking prescription drugs, well, she's got poisons in her body. So life's been a challenge right from our birth. And it continues to be right to our death. Why would Creator create such a excuse me. Why would Creator, or who we thought was Creator, create such a horrific experience? Pain and suffering and struggle our whole lives, and then maybe we reach some financial security at some point after being stolen from by the IRS or CRA or other groups that are illegal. But we somehow manage to retire, we'll say. Well, the average age, or many years, once you've retired, are very few. you have no purpose in many cases any longer, and your body has been worn down. Your telomeres have shrunk, so you're not rebuilding cells as you once did. So you're more and more prone to challenges, diseases, and maybe something like COVID jab comes along. A total farce by the dark. COVID-19 never existed. Viruses do not exist in the free air. In other words, they exist in your body. They serve a very positive function. When dead cells die, something has to remove them. Well, that's what the viruses do. They munch, like little Pac-Man, they munch up the dead cells and eliminate them through your systems. They do a wonderful job of that. They never exist outside of your body. When CDC was approached, show me what you found identified as a COVID virus, they scratched their heads and said, well, we never did, but we kind of think it probably looks like this. So that was the basis for creating, supposedly, the jab. Different flavors from different companies, but ultimately they all originated from the U.S. military as a bioweapon way to kill people by destroying their immune system and poisoning their bodies in many ways to be delivered somehow to the enemy, was the thought. And some dark essence actually sold the formulas to the major drug companies, whatever the pretense was. They picked up on it, refined it some, and saw a profit opportunity. And folks like Fauci and Bill Gates got on the bandwagon and started touting this as safe and effective. Take your jab. Yet their mission was to annihilate up to 80% or so of the population. They saw that as the solution to overpopulation, particularly in certain cultures that were undesirable to them. But no one escaped. If you were forced or ignorant and took the jab voluntarily, some cases involuntarily. And we saw the results of that. This wasn't just a Wuhan thing. I mean, yes, there were staged events in Wuhan to show people flopping over dead and all this. Well, some did in the real world. There were different grades of injections. The ones that the officials took publicly were pretty much salt water. But the ones that the public got were potent. Now, as that progressed, it was, as one learned what this was all about, Creator stepped up and, excuse me, there we go, a little drink helps. So, Creator stepped up and neutralized these jabs, making them harmless. If not, there would be literally billions of people dead today or in a dying mode. So the deaths were quite limited to the early ones and all the challenges that they received. Again, limited to the early ones. Creator is a phenomenal being, the creator of 199 beautiful paradigms of light and love. And then came the 200th. Well, that was compromised. The creator was looking for a way to enhance the experience in each paradigm. In other words, where people would grow and expand and try and do new things. And when things are of pure light and love and no challenges, and you think it happens, you tend to be a little lax. It's pleasant, it's nice, but it doesn't really show possibilities of growth, does it? So Creator said, well, let's something to the fact, let's find ways to challenge humanity a bit. Give them an opportunity to pursue things on a more assertive level, something of that nature. And what that did was it allowed darkness to come forward that had been there all the while. It just needed an opportunity to come forth, and it found that little crack or sliver to come forth and in an unending way, such that it dominated, actually it copied the 200 paradigm Creator had prepared, copied it, and then from that manipulated everything in it such it controlled every aspect of it, including humans. So the human body was actually designed in the light some time ago as an experiment someday to be used to experience, let's say, a third dimensional experience of life. But it was still immune from harm, disease, what have you. It was never intended for that. In fact, it never aged past 30. It was set up as simply an experience to slow down the processes of getting things done. In our light bodies, we think that it happens. Bingo. There's maybe 1,000 steps it took to make that happen. But one thought did it all. But in 3D, it takes 1,000 steps to build a building, let's say, or build a home, or such as that, whatever it may be. You have to, you know, get all the equipment, and you have to have the education to know how to do it. You need tools, you need supplies, you need helpers, you need a lot of things from a lot of different places. And eventually we have a home, fairly complex. Whereas a light being just thinks of a home with all the nicer things it wants in it, and bingo, there it is. So to experience life in, as a more of a challenge, I guess we could say, where we could learn from each little step what it takes. Well, now I need this. How am I going to do that? And I need a particular tool. I don't have that tool. Maybe we have to design a tool to make that work much easier, much faster. So that was the intent of the original design of a human body. And that was snatched, the model was snatched by the dark and manipulated to make it very limited. In other words, it would age and continue to age throughout its whole life once it peaked at around 30. And the telomeres would shrink each time, and eventually you would have a short lifespan and struggles on the way. And it had a compromised immune system, so that it could be compromised very readily with different ways. And it presented us with all kinds of challenges, starting with our perceptions of who we are, how we got here. Remember, during those times, your time, mine, there was no Creator available to us. Creator was blocked from being present. So, as it was said, if you're praying, you're praying to a fake God, now replaced with a more a loving God, at least, but not the true Creator. It has no abilities to fulfill your intentions. So we grew up with, a lot of lies. You know, people latch on to, well, the Bible is true. It's got to be, you know, the real truth. Well, you read it, and there's pain and suffering and struggle, and then there are bits of truth in there as well. Did Jesus write any of that? No. His disciples remembered certain aspects and conveyed them over many years into documents, and as we often know, that you know, what did you have for breakfast or for dinner, let's say, 2 weeks ago on Thursday night? You'd have a hard time recalling that, wouldn't you? We tend to lose the details of our memory very quickly. And so much was lost. And then those who did write it or rewrote it over the years altered things. They left out things that were not conducive to the powers to be in that era. Those who wanted to control us, they certainly didn't want to lose their power to another source. So they made sure that the things that could empower people were left out, and things that maybe would create fear were exaggerated, or maybe new things added. So wouldn't it be nice if we could have a discerning ability to determine what's true and what's not true? Well, that is our third eye and our heart that allows us to do that. And we need to be grounded at the time and functioning from our heart. Nobody taught us this, did they? Didn't know that it was possible. So the dark knew this, that we'd probably figure it out one day, so they blocked your third eye, your pineal. So your intuitive abilities have been either stopped or very limited. And access to your heart was blocked. So you're now running from ego. Now, ego isn't necessarily your friend. Ego is there to satisfy ego. If it feels good, do it. It may not be the best for you or right for you, but it'll entice you to do it anyway. And so you can be induced into things that are harmful, that are not just not true. You can be very adamant about it. You can be an evangelist and, you know, say, here's the way to get to heaven. And there is no heaven, but, you know, let's make up one. And we've seen a lot of that. You know, crusaders who just make up stuff, or somebody has already made it up for them and they simply propagate it. Then we have major media, heavily compromised by the agenda of dark influence. So what is this dark influence? As I said, many came here to bring us relief, but no one really understood. Even Jesus, when he came, he had a wonderful message of love and light, and he began with followers saying, hey, this is interesting, what's this all about? But the powers to be snuffed that out pretty quick, didn't they? And that's what happens once people are bringing truth and light and caring into a world that's been dominated and is dominated by darkness. And many have different impressions of who was this Jesus. Well, Jesus was a man in this life, but as a spirit, saw the plight of this particular paradigm, and like many, said, I'd like to bring my message, and perhaps I can awaken people and we can end this darkness. It was very puzzling. We'd never seen darkness before. Even Creator had not. So everything was a mystery. You know, what's causing this? What do we need to fix it? And like I said, different folks brought different technologies or different messages, and that helped, but it didn't really resolve the problem, did it? So Jesus came and volunteered to come to bring his message in his first arrival, a few years before the life we have read about. No one was listening. He made no impact. It was too foreign, too strange, and nobody wanted to hear that. And they were in fear of retaliation by the powers to be at that time. So he left, and this time, the next time he came back, a short time later, the essence of Ashtar and Saint Germain and himself were embodied into this one body that came forth. And no, it was not a Virgin Mary. She had a child in the same manner we all did. And Jesus was born. And there was an aura of light and presence, of something very unique about these three essences within this one body. And as he grew, he knew he had a purpose, and in fact, he had gifts. So the special gifts from Saint Germain and Ashtar and his own, such as levitation, got people's attention. You know, walk on water, levitation. Or manifesting much from little to feed the many. Or healing the sick. These were all the combined energies of the three. Being a strong orator and so forth. So that's the Jesus we have read about on his second visit, and even then, with all those wonderful gifts and powers, no one understood it was darkness that was precipitating the evil of the day and every day. And again, that life was shortened rather quickly. Jesus didn't die quite the way as depicted in the religions, but nonetheless, he left and lived out his life quietly. He was actually nailed to a tree, and his mother came in with others to save him, and I say they quietly exited stage right, realizing there's something more here that we're not seeing, we're not finding. Why are people so immune to light and love? And it was my blessing that 8 years ago I was gifted and I came in with my special gifts. Of course, many of them, almost all of them, were blocked from my conception, my birth, and thereafter. But finally I was able to peek through and discover what now we know as darkness. These are living, esoteric essences that are dark and evil, the opposite, well, not quite the opposite, but we see it as the opposite of light and love. The opposite of love, we often say, is hate or something of that nature, but it's actually fear. So all darkness is really based on fear. There's many types of fear, anger, resentment, blame, and all that kind of, you know, every negative emotion you think of is all really subparts of fear. So we're living in a world of fear. If I don't have food, I die. If I don't have water, I die. That's fear. I need to have transportation, and I need money. Right, that was offered as the way to get things, and to get them I have to become a slave to the system and work. Learn some skill and be a slave so I can earn the money to buy some things that were like a home or cars, clothing, food, and so forth. And around the world, you know, there's different degrees of prosperity. This country has perhaps made the most advancements, and much of that's been taken away as we progressed. The dark forces intervene with laws and regulations and fraudulent banking and, you know, the things we talked about earlier to make our lives miserable as much as they could. So the root of every problem known to man are these darknesses. They're different entities. There's dozens of different types. And we learn a new word, centillion. Since centillions of them, that's a one with 600 zeros after it. And that wasn't even enough, so that times its own self. In other words, to the power of, or times itself would be the second power, but what if we went to a centillion to the power of a centillion? Times itself a centillion times. Now we're talking some big numbers. And that would maybe come close to how many dark essences there are throughout everything. That's more than the number of all grains of sand that exist on our planet. Every beach, every desert, every area, that's a lot of grains, and that's just a pittance to how many dark nasties have evolved into our world. And they affect humans. They can attack a human. They're invisible. Can't see them. With an active pineal, your intuition, and access to your heart that Lois and myself have been blessed with, we can intuitively, in quotes, see them. And if we wished, we could come up with a design of what they really look like. It's not very pleasant, so we choose not to do that. But, you know, we can, if we wanted to, find they are pretty ugly. They'd keep you awake at night if you would ever see one. So we don't go down that road, but we acknowledge and understand their presence. And so we, and further, I've been blessed with the ability, because I connected right around that same time with Creator, and Creator blessed me with the ability to remove them, extinguish them. And that was quite a gift. Creator, being pure light and love, does not see darkness. He sees the effects of it, like we all do, but he doesn't see it. Whereas somebody in the game, such as myself and Lois, with certain abilities, we can, in that limited way, see them. So that's our job. We are the eyes for Creator in this process. So you might wonder, well, if darkness exists and Creator, pure light and love, exists, how did this all come to be? Where did this begin? And I've researched this intuitively, back, deeper and deeper, to right now the earliest beginning of this creation. Even before Creator, there was just blank, I'll call it, or possibilities of everything were out there. Nothing existed in a material way that we would recognize. But out of it came first a white hole. A white hole, pure light and love. And the inverse of that, or inversion of that, became the dark hole. It's not quite the opposite, but it's the inversion of it. It's a slight difference. So now we have a white hole and a dark hole, the two contrasts. And if you think of a photograph, let's just say in simple terms, black and white days of photography, if you had all white and you took a snapshot of something all white, it would be nothing, just whiteness, or all dark, all just black. But if you allow both to come together, now you have images you can distinguish as, well, that's a person, that's a this, a that. So they contrast one another and had value for that purpose, for that time. Well, then from that came the Supreme Being, and the Supreme Being brought forth what I call this egg. Which in the egg, there's a separation between the light and the dark. Now, even Supreme Being never had any experience with darkness to see how horrible it is and how tenacious it is, nor probably had no conception of even the purest light that became Creator. So it was an experiment. And out of the light, I said, came Creator. Out of the dark became the basis for all evil and darkness that we have seen. But as Creator came forth, the darkness was like his shadow, unknown, unseen by Creator, and Creator went about creating the various paradigms, experimenting with different things, creating the earth and all we see and know. And each paradigm, with different things were enhanced and added to. We learned from this one, we added to the next version, and our Creator did, and so forth, hoping that we could enrich the experience. But it did really have the full robustness of, let's say, brilliant colors or brilliant feelings of depth. It was pleasant, for sure, and it was easy, as we mentioned. You think it happens. But there's very little to be gained in that environment. In other words, the essences, the beings that were there, the light beings, did not need to press themselves to learn or expand more. No, they did some. So Creator, throughout these 199 paradigms, as we mentioned, was looking for ways to enhance the experience, to get a more robust, vibrant world and presence from our light beings. And then the 200th, as we mentioned here, was that time where Creator opened the door for more possibilities, and not knowing, here come the darkness. And they took over, made the copy, and here we are today. They brought in the model, the human model, again, the tainted version, which we all have, that no suffering and struggle and pain that Creator would never have intended. But it was their paradigm. This is the dark's paradigm that we're in. And it's been a tough road, but many lessons nonetheless have been earned. It's like a school, as we've often said. And you're learning lessons here you could not have learned any other way. But the intent never would be to have it be this harsh, where, like the woman recently in Cincinnati, some black dude walks up to this white lady and just cold cocks her, and bam, right in the face, right in the mouth, right in the eye. Put her on the ground, and her head bounced, and would have killed many just from that. What was the point? Well, darkness had infused this person, obviously, heavily, and he became dark. Once you're at 20% darkness, you're gone. You're on the dark side now. And you can't come back. Like Obama is dark, Hillary, Newsom, and so forth, Macron. These folks are dark. At 10%, you're neutral. 10% of darkness. And you're kind of on the fence. And we got a small percent of people who are in that category. Most are either in the light or of the light, especially those here on this call or part of our club, tend to be of the light or at least in the light. And some have been ones who came here with an intention to bring a special gift of some sort. Everybody has a purpose when they are coming here. They have to have a stated purpose, a mission. Some of those missions that came in were to awaken or provide healing or whatever it would be, to awaken humanity in certain ways. So each of you you know, has a purpose in the fact you're on this call or listening to it. Are here because you have a inner sense that there's some truth, there's something feels right about our message, what we're conveying and where we're going. It makes sense now. All the things that made no sense start to make sense and understand that it was the dark's influence, not Creator's influence. So we don't need a religion. That's simply following somebody else's thought of how this game works, which none of them are correct. Some have truth in them, but none are correct. Whereas spirituality, having your own spirituality, listening to your heart, and if possible, your perceptions, your intuition, now you're functioning as you were originally designed. And those of you who have migrated and taken the next step to move into a new body, this is a small percent of our original membership, and only about 1% or less than 1% of the whole planet as individuals of this type who are of the light, connected to their higher and greater selves, have a spiritual heart, and they're the ones who are ready when they discover what's come ahead for them through our processes that are being used with Creator, can indeed uplift themselves, or a Creator will actually do that through me, uplift themselves into a new body, mirroring the body that Creator, or the good body that was created before the dark corrupted it, immune from all influence by the dark. And most of our members are over 50, so you'd be returning to about a 50-year-old body in perfect health. Even if you had ailments then, they'd be gone. They'd be totally healed. Any baldness would, you'd have a full head of hair, and you know that kind of thing. You'd be trim and lean and better than you even were at that time. Strong and vibrant. And that is the launching step. Then from there, and this, I know the game has been changing over the years a lot. It's very fluid as we learn new things and learn the depth of what the dark had shown in our path and cleared it. The next step would be a limited light beam, where now you can think it and it happens, that type of thing. And you'll be gifted with a debit card, in either case, the first step as well, a debit card with Creator's Bank that's oblivious to our current system of finance. In other words, banking, government, nobody can peek at your account. It's private. And it's unlimited. You can purchase all your needs, homes, cars, whatever. So that's the blessing that Creator is bringing forth once we attain this new essence. And I've been at this for years, long before you heard about it. And each time there's been obstacles, blockers, and this is what I do daily and all night, all day. And as I've been coming closer and closer to dissolving the darkness, taking out huge chunks, they got together and tried to wipe me out, as you might recall, back in late December. And as horrible as it was, and painful, and still is today, made great progress, but still nowhere near what I should be or could be. But those gave me opportunities to learn. If I have a pain somewhere, society also has that pain. Or a limitation somewhere, society, and there's essences, nasties, that are producing that. It allows me to explore and find and take them out. So I can find some good things that came from my demise or near demise, as you have in your life every time you've overcome some incredible challenge. You grew stronger, didn't you? You learned great lessons, not just what to avoid, but what to seek. And then perhaps help others find and make better choices. But if they're not heart-centered and not, and instead in their egos, of course, they'll continue like we all did. I lived in my ego just like you did for most of my life, until finding my heart was blocked and was able to connect and made a big difference, a huge difference. And then I was able to discern at a very accurate level, where before it was kind of hit and miss. So you need to be grounded in your heart space and then listen to your heart. Your heart will never lie. What heart will always guide you. And we got caught up in the money game, which, by the way, is the main tool of the dark ones in this game here. What can you do without money? You know, there is no money, and prior paradigms didn't exist. But if we create the exchange medium for everything, since we don't create, we have to create, manifest it, sell it, make profit, and all this kind of thing. Well, that whole game is based on money. And they control the money. So that's their main power. And anybody who gets close to their game or their money, if they're not one of them, gets put in prison, put out of business, or made dead. And they tried all three on me, as you recall over the years. So we found that it isn't their money we're really wanting to chase or find, but Creator's money. And that was a recent thing I learned and shared with you. Following Creator's path is the only way out of this game, and the only way for real success in returning to the essence of which we truly are or can become. So these these last 8 years have been quite dramatic. I mean, they shifted our plans that we had in place. We've been at this game with Freedom Club for 20 years, and we're still learning. Okay. So, as we evolve into truth and learn more and more truth, we displace what isn't true. And that is the education, the school we speak of, that we really are blessed to be here to get this advanced learning. Now, it comes at a very high price, doesn't it? A painful price, a stressful price. But it has its pleasures too, doesn't it? There's a lot of them. It keeps us going, say, oh, gee, I like these pleasures, and how do I get there? Well, I got to struggle and work and so forth to have those few moments of bliss by spending hours and months and years of my life accumulating enough so I can have a few moments here and there of the best I can imagine to acquire here on this earth experience. And so chasing money or wanting it is, we think, is bliss. but Bill Gates is a very rich man, and he's dark, and he's evil. He's become such, and was part of the plan to annihilate you and me and 80% of the population. On the other hand, Trump is a billionaire himself, but is of the light. He's connected to his higher and greater self, has a spiritual heart, as is his wife. And interesting, on his second term now, his cabinet, his entire cabinet, everyone I've tested, are of that same quality. His first term, he kind of just let the head of the FBI stick around, and, you know, he didn't have the wisdom yet to understand they were the evil ones, the problem ones. So they stymied his abilities. He got a lot done, but nowhere near what he's getting done now with the right people. So all his key people, every one of them on the cabinet that I've tested, have everyone turned up to be of that quality. And you can see it. You can listen to them. You can hear it in their voice, look in their eyes, and just their presence just exudes something unique. And what he's done in 6, now 7 months is phenomenal. And the reason that's possible is because we, for all the years, 8 years now, we've been removing the challenges, the limitations for not only Trump and his crew, but for everyone. He stopped, 6 wars in countries around the world right now, working on number 7 in Ukraine. And it'll get done. And the reason, and the people are waking up. The lefties, as hardcore as they were, being influenced by the dark, and even the media, and a few, you know, places more and more are starting to awaken, and those who don't, like CNN, are on the brink of going out of business, or MSNBC, about to go out of business. Nobody wants to watch that nonsense anymore. We just don't feel it's true. We may not have any clue, the average person, of darkness and what has caused that, but they have a gut feel that I'd rather find some news that is more truthful. The internet is full of both nonsense and some wonderful things. So discernment is very critical, and as our layers and layers of darkness are being peeled off on a daily basis by the work we do, that clears eventually more and more of the pineal, the third eye, and access to your heart. So even those who were far left, if they hadn't gone dark, are awakening and saying, what's going on here? And the riots we see in the streets in L.A. and so forth are primarily promoted by, like, a George Soros. These are paid activators, or agitators, who go in there and stir up a crowd, get things going, and people go into kind of a groupthink sometimes, and they do some pretty awful things. But those are diminishing now, and Trump, in many cases, brought in people who truly are stopping this nonsense, be it the National Guard or the military in some cases. And now we've got ICE cleaning up the nonsense that the Biden administration, Biden really didn't have an original thought. He was all fully operated by Obama. So Obama was hates our country. He did everything he could to destroy it. That's why ISIS and others existed so long under his realm, because when the military said, hey, we got an opportunity to wipe out this group over here, it came up to the commander-in-chief, Obama, who said, give me a minute. What did he do? He contacted those rebels and said, get out of Dodge. Then he came back and said, okay, go get him. And never did. In Trump's first term, there was no such warning to the dark to run and hide. And they got the job done. They wiped him out in record time. And there's resistance to ICE picking up the illegals, who are some of them mass murderers, rapists, and all kinds of evil people let out of prisons. And they're the ones they're going after first. Since there's about 20 million of them, you have to start somewhere, and let's get the worst ones out of the way first, the leaders. But you've got sanctuary cities and states like California, New York, Illinois, examples. But California has dominated the news with the resistance to removing dark elements that ICE is pursuing and blocking in every way you can imagine of them getting their job done. And even the public has been, again, with agitators, are attacking even the ICE people. And again, the dark influence in their final days are doing everything they can to create chaos. And Trump has put out executive orders and different things and employed different methods to get the job done. And it is getting done. And as the final days of darkness end, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the final dark ones. But no one believes them anymore. No one trusts them anymore. And even some of the neutrals. Just like Ukraine is led by a very dark individual, Zelensky. Totally dark. And if you don't or do recall, he's the one that started the war. It wasn't Russia. He was a horrible dictator. He blocked free elections and became the dictator and ran the country very badly. People didn't like it. So those bordering Russia, those areas, and their own governments opted to take a vote and voted to leave Ukraine and join Russia. Russia accepted. So what did Zelensky do? He attacked those areas, his own people, or former people. So what did Russia do? They defended them. They have been doing so since. That story is not yet being told. And one of the reasons Trump isn't telling it yet is because they would create another fabrication. Oh, Russia, 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 and we're back to that nonsense, which was total BS. But it would stir the flames of the media, so there's a time that will come out, but it'll need to come out from someone other than Trump and find out who the real villains are in that scenario. So, we have a lot to ponder, do we not, as we are moving on a daily basis to a higher and higher energy on our planet. And some of us feel it, some of us maybe not yet. And you're noticing, during the days and nights, where'd this pain come from? Where'd this come from? And it'll resolve, but or are you having trouble sleeping? This is common when the body is purging a lifetime of gunk that we've all acquired. So it's part of the healing, the purging, the processing, and the healing. and we need to go through it. I'm doing everything I can to make it as gentle as possible, as his creator, of course. So we are doing what 13,000 years of generations have not been able to do. To reconnect to create the real creator. To see what is really true and what is nonsense. Access to our hearts and our third eye. And some will be, I say, uplifted into new bodies, as we are ready to provide that, which is coming hopefully very soon. And the dark have thrown everything they had at myself in particular, but also at humanity, again, with the obstruction of people doing the good, trying to stop them, hinder them, slander them, whatever, sue them. But the light keeps winning. Trump keeps winning. His people keep winning. And that's an indication that those who are in the light, following the light, living the light, are being blessed more and more as darkness is removed and their successes are increasing. So as we've been chatting here, Greater has been working with you at divine levels, assisting on that purging. If you take all the darkness away, we are wonderful. Everyone is a wonderful, loving being. The challenge is those who are dark already, can they ever receive light? They're so so dark and so blocked from light that that doesn't appear there is a way. And some of those in neutral may or may not receive the light. Some perhaps will and some perhaps won't. So over the years, you've talked to different people and tried to explain them what is really true, what's going on in the world, and by and large, you were rejected. It's rare to find somebody who said, tell me more. Even in my family, my own kids, you know, when I started talking about certain things, they couldn't get away from the table fast enough because it was totally contrary to what they were being taught or have been taught. And you saw it perhaps in your family, maybe your spouse, or those close to you. Some get it, very few, and most did not. So you're on the path less traveled. And it's always going against the grain of groupthink. It takes a rare individual a lot of courage to do that, where you're rebuffed every step of the way if you bring forth truth. But as darkness recedes more and more, those folks are more and more inclined to say, there's something about you I like, or truth, or whatever. Tell me more about that, or I want to learn more, whatever. Some way or another, they'll let you know that they're starting to awaken and want to explore some other possibilities. Now, they may never get to your level of understanding. That's okay. So let's take a few moments of quiet here and just kind of ponder in your own life, you know, how many deceptions you've, or dark trails you follow. I surely had my fair share of them, and ended in a dead end. But that was a learning experience too. That didn't work. That wasn't the way. That wasn't the path. Then something brought you back to truth, or elements of truth. Moved you forward a little bit. Maybe you got diverted again by fool's gold or something or another. We've all been there, self included. But when we come back to grounding in our hearts, and we say, no, this doesn't feel right. Or that food doesn't really feel right. There's something in it that isn't for my highest and best. So we choose differently. We choose our relationships differently. In all our choices, we choose differently. And when you've made those poor choices, it came with a lesson. Maybe you've learned it. Maybe now it would be that time to make you wiser. And this all started from, well, perhaps conception, but certainly from birth, or during the birth process, or the 9-month gestation period. You were experiencing what your mom was experiencing, her fears, her angers, her disappointments, and her joys and happiness as well. So we got some pre-programming even before we got here. That life's kind of a mishmash of good and evil, pain and suffering, as well as awesomeness and peacefulness. Now, we weren't putting it yet into words, but we, at a gut level, were being pre-programmed for our arrival, and when we came, got a smack on the bottom in many cases, and then a jab to poison us. Well, I guess this crazy world is just what I expected. And if you were blessed to avoid some of that, wonderful, you got a better start in life. And as a youngster, you struggle with this, struggle with that. Just trying to walk was a tough event, was it not? But you persisted and pursued it and were successful. And that's how your whole life was. Nothing came easy, did it? You know, struggle at it, make some mistakes, lots of mistakes, until finally you refined it down to a success. So that was the price you paid for that wisdom. Many of us have taken our hits and licks in life, but we never took our reward by seeing it as simply a lesson in this crazy world. Even though it's a dark world, we have the ability to learn lessons we could have learned no other way. So see them as just a learning experience, and how did it make you stronger in some ways, more persistent, more determined, and be more open to exploring new possibilities, and on it goes. So think back at some of the moments that were particularly hurtful in your life? And you perhaps avoided them, thinking about them for, well, they were painful. No one likes pain. So instead of avoiding them, saying, what's the lesson I perhaps missed here? There's a beautiful nugget of wisdom here, or maybe several, from that moment that has shaped my life. Unknowingly, perhaps, or not recognizing how it has shaped my life, but it moved me into a new direction to be a truth seeker. It brought you to the club, or to some part of it, got too curious. But you've joined a lot of things. Different churches, perhaps, over your life, or different groups, clubs of sorts. Looking for kind of support. Maybe a trip to a psychiatrist or a psychologist at times in your life when things were crazy. We were always seeking peace and truth. Maybe we didn't know it at the time, what it was, but we wanted something better. And we tried this, tried that. And it's what pushes a lot of kids today into drugs. They're seeing the crazy and the pain and the struggle in life, and they don't want to be part of that. So they escape through a drug or alcohol. And it's not just today. I mean, we've had all sorts of ways to escape drugs or alcohol or other means. Joining cults of sorts. I guess a cult would be kind of blindly following a particular mode of thinking without questioning it. The MS-13 is a very dark example of that. And they're encouraged to go out and do harm, kill people. If you dare, and if you, you know, So that's their culture. Some cults are give me all your money and I'll take care of you. Others have church bells ringing. Every religion on the planet is technically a cult. They expect you to come in and blindly follow what is being preached. Some of it's true, some of it's not. Doesn't matter, but just follow all of it. And be sure to leave money in the coffers as you depart. There's some wonderful loving people who are part of churches today and religions, and in no way degrading or denigrating them in any way, or those who are doing the preaching because they too have been influenced by darkness. We all have. There's no one who's immune from the effects of darkness, either in ourselves or those around us who are doing harm or misguiding us or mistreating us. So they're doing what they think is right and best because they don't know the truth. So we have to admire their tenacity and their courage But again, religions are what others have said is true, whereas the spiritual connection, it says, I've discovered what is true from my heart and from my intuition. That's a profound difference, isn't it? So one is kind of cult-like, where I'm just following others, no idea why or where I'm going, but it sounds good. Look how many people got behind Hitler during his reign. The Jews are bad, this is bad, and these are the enemies, and we are the super race, and all that sort of thing. And people bought into it, and those who didn't, the children were taught to believe it and to spy on their parents and make sure that they're not going against the grain of the cult. So it's tough taking the path less traveled, isn't it? So you have to stay grounded in your heart and listen to your heart. Even when everybody is shouting, go this way, your heart says, there's a better way. So what lessons are you gaining from your life experiences here that you haven't learned before? What value came from each of those hardships? So instead of hating that person or persons who did this or that, they were your teachers. So as you go deeper and deeper into various events that have life for your lifetime plagued you, there's something beautiful in that lesson, or to be learned from that experience, called a lesson. So be brave enough to explore it, this time looking for the gift that was buried there all the while that you forgot about or never claimed. Without that experience, you would not have been put on the path you found yourself on. And there might be another nugget in there you haven't yet found. This would be a good time to explore that. How has that made you a better person? Let's take a few minutes here of some quiet time and ponder that, and I'll check in with you here in a few minutes. Okay, so what have you discovered that you had overlooked or avoided, perhaps, all your life? What was the virtue, the good thing that came from this or that experience? When you rise above it and look down upon it, you see it in a different light. And you gain something from that experience. And it probably had something to do with your mission. We all have a mission coming here, a purpose for being here. Maybe it was to be a great mother, a father, a leader, a teacher, an explorer, an inventor of some sort, or be a good student of life. So how did those events, those lessons from those traumatic moments, how did they enhance your being here, fulfilling your mission? How did it add to your mission? In other words, we often invite certain traumas into our life to fulfill our mission. And to do that, we may need to experience some pain to awaken us to a deeper aspect of ourselves, to develop ourselves internally that no other way could have done. So rather than blaming, let's learn. Let's find the blessing. So, how many golden nuggets have you acquired tonight on our call? By safely being able to explore situations that were hurtful, but also life-changing, but life-changing in a direction you needed to go. It was kind of a kick in the butt. Yeah, you need to get back on track. And life doesn't mess around, does it? It comes at us pretty directly. But you persevered. You were strong. You overcame these obstacles. Take your golden nuggets. They will serve you well in your new world, your new paradigm. You may not recall how you learned them, but you'll have wisdom beyond most others because of your experience here. So perhaps a lesson we all have learned here is the dark was a teacher. Well, a mean one, that's for sure. A nasty one, a hurtful one. But nonetheless, a teacher that taught us in ways we could never have learned without that teacher. Yeah, we want to graduate and get the heck out of this game for sure. So be sure to take the lessons that your teacher taught you. Those lessons will serve you well as you go forward. And which events now are you thankful for? Once you cursed, now you're thankful for because it taught you and gave you this beautiful golden nugget. Put a ribbon around it, a rose on it. It was an awesome way, well, not necessarily an awesome way, but an awesome gift that was embedded in that experience that you were blessed with. And those who did the deed were simply consumed by darkness in some area of their life. So again, the dark is our eternal teacher in this paradigm. Back to your school and the teacher you maybe hated the most, or the coach you hated the most. You hated them because they pushed you to your limits, maybe a little beyond what you thought you could do. And while you're in it, you hated every minute of it. But having graduated that experience, now you look back and say, wow, did I learn a lot? Well, that coach taught me how to win, despite all the obstacles, all the challenges. So the tougher the challenge, the greater growth you had an opportunity to gain. So you're at a higher plateau today than you were without those challenges. And that's a good thing. Okay, Creator has completed his tune-up for each of you. So let's take a quiet moment here and thank Creator for the blessings we have received. Okay, well, let's check in here with Lois and see. Let's put you into Q&A mode. And if you have a comment, a question, or something you'd like to share, maybe a wonderful lesson you've learned, star 6 in the 1 key on the main line, star 2 international. let's check in now with Lois and see perhaps she has learned something tonight she had missed on her first go around.
Something that came to mind was a vision I had probably 40 years ago. It was not a happy time in my life. And I clearly remember seeing myself walk down a road, and the road went to the left, and the road went to the right. And I had to make a decision which way to go. And somehow, instinctively, I knew if I went to the left, it would be a very familiar path, but it would be the same path I was already on. I would get the same results and come right back to where I was. If I went to the right, it was totally unknown. I had no clue what would happen, nothing familiar. But again, my instinct told me to take the road to the right, which I did. And whether it was just a vision or a dream, I don't remember that at this point. But my entire life changed after that happened. And it changed for the better in a dramatic way. And I have followed that in my life since then. Sometimes being in the comfortable isn't what you need. It isn't what is in your highest and best and most beneficial for you. And even though the path of the unknown may be difficult, especially to get started, it's unfamiliar, but it also can bring you great benefits. And I was very fortunate and very lucky to have that at a much younger age, to learn that. And there have been times I didn't follow that, going the unknown path. But when I started coming back to where I was, I knew I made the wrong decision, and I needed to make a different decision in order to go forward. So that is something that came back in mind tonight.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yeah, you trusted your heart. Maybe you weren't thinking of it that way, but in your intuition, as you said, you just felt right. Well, that's your heart and intuition, I believe, working in your favor. And you trusted enough to make that choice. And that's very difficult for us sometimes. When everybody is saying, this is the way, this is the way. And your body is going, I don't think so. And you trust your body and you go another way and you find that is the way your mission now is being fulfilled. Well, thank you for sharing. That was a very caring story. How about our other guests here tonight? Came forward for each of you that maybe you had one kind of a key point in your life, or maybe several, that moved you on a new pathway that really made a change in your life? It wasn't without challenges, but it was a pathway of growth, of learning, of making your own decisions rather than the groupthink. Okay, last call out here. If you have something to share or maybe a question. We have a quiet group. All right, well, we're going to move on then. And again, a final thank you to Creator for the blessings and gifts that he has shared with us. And final thoughts from Lois tonight.
Stay hydrated. Make sure to listen to your body. Get the rest and the sleep that you need, and to do your grounding exercise every day.
Absolutely. Good. And may you all be blessed. Good night.